Yes, very historical role, and be the first woman in the 140 years of Leinster rugby to become the president. A role I'm really looking forward to. I know it's going to be challenging, but I'm really looking forward to it. I'm a previous past president of my own club, Wexford Wanderers, which I did for 3 years back in 2011 to 2014, and sat on a number of committees, the South East and Leinster since. And then in May 2019, I became the junior vice president of Leinster Rugby, which I suppose would have started my apprenticeship, you know, into learning what I need to do for the next 2 years before I become the president. Then last year, then obviously I became the senior vice president.
And for yourself, you know, being the first woman, it might put a little bit of pressure on you, but you were already the first woman president there of the Wexford Wanderers Club, but that was the first in a 90-year history. So you know what it's like to take on a new role and to have that new challenge.
Yes, I do. And that was 10 years ago now when I got that. And I was very honoured when I was approached by a few members of the Wexford Wanderers Committee, Gerry Cassidy being one and Pat Ryan being another, who were past presidents, and Eamon McCarthy, who sadly passed away there a couple of years ago, was the OnSec at the time. And I was truly honoured when they came to me and asked me would I take on the position. Daunting when you know that you're going to be the first woman, but a challenge, I suppose, I took with two hands on the ball and stayed there for 3 years and loved it, loved every minute of it.
And what kind of experience can you bring to the role now in Leinster?
Well, in Leinster, I suppose over the last 20 years, because my son started playing rugby at a young age, I've been involved in all different sections of the club, be it, you know, minis, youth, men's, women's, boys, girls. And from the various roles that I've done around the province as well, I now come to the role as a club person.
When you were the first female president of the Wexford Wanderers Club, that came with a great bit of honour and a little bit of pressure, but I suppose there'll be more eyes on you now as the Leinster chair. Do you think there will be more pressure just because you're a woman, and how will you deal with that?
I don't think there'll be extra pressure, because there's a great support group in both Wexford Wanderers and in the Leinster family. Like, when I started the junior vice presidency role, and I would have to ring, you know, one of the past presidents or the CEO, and, you know, said, like, I'd go to a function tonight and I'd speak. And, you know, the guys were, like, full of help and full of advice. And there's another woman up in Leinster called Dorothy Collins, and, like, she's a fantastic woman. She's the first woman to ever be the OnSec of Leinster. And I could go to her anytime and ask any question, and you don't feel like you're asking a stupid question. If you know what I mean, you know, there is no stupid questions, and there's a good support group there, is what I'm trying to say, and will be there with me for the role of the presidency.
And there has been a bit of a change in rugby in recent years. We saw Anne Hennigan take over Connacht there. We know Trish Sullivan has come in as the president of Gorey. So it is starting to change, and that can only be a positive thing, really, because we're getting more outlooks on the game and more voices.
Yes, it's extremely positive, and it's something that we've been discussing more and more often in rugby and on the inclusivity committee. Like, how do we get more women into clubs, like, not just as coaches or helping out in the kitchen, you know, like, they're very important roles, but we need to get them in on the committee levels, because there's a wealth of knowledge out there amongst women, you know. And yes, over the last 10-20 years, we've had more and more clubs having female presidents, but I'd love to see more, like, honorary secretaries, more treasurers, you know, fixture secretaries. And I'm not sure if women need to know a bit more from us, you know, what can we do to help them. We've been talking about a volunteer pathway, so, you know, if someone does come into a club, you're not just daunted by, like, who do I ask? Maybe there'll be a picture of me up on the wall, you know, saying, if you want to find out about volunteering, come and ask Debbie. You know, she started making teas and coffee, and now she's the president. You know, just so people can see, you know, it's possible. It's possible. You don't have to have played rugby. You don't have to be, you know, part of a rugby school or anything like that, you know, to get involved in your rugby club.
It is important to highlight that you can, you know, start from right at the very bottom. As you said, I think you only played 1 year of rugby, your actual self.
Yes, and I do. I'd use that term very loosely.
Right.
My son would be spending the time on the sidelines going, "Mom, you're offside," and I was going, "Oh God, oh God." But I did do it for a year, and I loved it. And one of the highlights, I suppose, of my year is that I managed to play on the same pitch as our own Katie Fitzhenry,
Brilliant.
who played for Wexford and is now in the squad for the Irish Six Nations next week.
What kind of areas of the game will you prioritise now as chair?
One of the main things is trying to get more women involved, more volunteers involved, and getting more and more clubs more inclusive, not just on the women's side, but there's a whole raft of inclusivity out there, and it's a committee I sit on as well that, we're trying to make clubs a place for everyone to come in and feel welcome, a place for anyone to play a match or get training, you know.
We're very fortunate here in County Wexford. We have two very strong women's teams in Enniscorthy and in Goree there as well. And great to see that the Wexford Vixens returned last year as well. So I'd say you were delighted to see that.
Absolutely delighted. I suppose Leinster's motto is from the ground up. And when women's rugby started to get popular there quite a few years ago, I was sitting on the Leinster Women's Committee, and an awful lot of clubs just had a women's team and didn't have the structure that, would be in the boys and the men's section to feed into a senior team. And unfortunately, over the years, we saw a lot of clubs lose their women's teams, when women go off and, get married, get pregnant, have other things to do, the teams do fall apart. But now I see, Wexford now has an under-12s, 14s, 16s and 18s girls team. So we now have the structure in place to stay from the ground up, that we now have going forward another senior women's team, which is brilliant to see in Wexford. And looking around the province of Leinster, the South East is one of the strongest in girls and women's rugby, from age 8 up, which is brilliant to see now. I go out there on a Saturday morning, and while we had mixed teams before, boys and girls could play on the same team up until about 12. Now they have a proper under-12s team, a proper under-14s team. It's astounding to watch. When I was there 10 or 15 years ago with the Women's Committee, and, clubs were scrambling trying to get, women's teams together. But now that we have a proper structure in place, we can see it going further and better, especially if you look towards Wicklow this year. Wicklow became an AIL team this year. I suppose unheard of in the history of Wicklow.
Sure.
But I went to see the women's finals up in Energia, the girls' finals, I should say, in Energia back in 2019-20. And three of the four finals were won by Wicklow. The other one, I must say, was won by Wexford. But I was talking to some of their coaches on the side of the pitch, and I was just saying, the talent is unbelievable. And he was telling me some of these girls have been playing rugby since they were 8 years old. You could see it. You could really, really see it with them.
Absolutely. And listen, you're probably sick of it like the rest of us, but do you have any insight into when we might see junior rugby teams back out on the pitch, even if it's just for training?
Well, look, from the 26th of April now, minis and youths can come back in pods of 15 for outside training only. And most clubs now are in discussions with the IRFU to play touch or tag rugby, throughout the season. Let's get the kids back on the pitches, then let's work on getting the adults back on the pitches. And hopefully everything going well, we should be able to start off the season in September again with a competition. Albeit maybe a different type of competition than we're used to. It'll probably be more regionalised than anything else. But we're gearing up to be back out and in competition by September.